Good evening from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. Closing speeches have finished in the murder trial of Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. Justice the Honorable Emma Peters concluded her summation to the jury shortly after lunch, and the jury began their deliberations shortly before 3 p.m. At 4:30, having reached no verdict, the judge instructed the jury to pause their deliberations for the day and ask them to return tomorrow. On Monday, the defense counsel argued that the case is entirely circumstantial, with no eyewitnesses, no CCTV, and no forensic evidence. He said the timeline was too narrow for Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. to be responsible, and that a missing apartment key meant another means of entry could not be ruled out. The Crown maintained that motive is not required. The defense argued Wright's behavior was inconsistent with someone trying to hide a crime and said the Crown was selecting key events that supported the narrative they are trying to construct. The Crown argued that while their case is circumstantial, when considered on a whole, the jury can have no doubt that Wright Jr. is the only person who could have committed the crime that led to the untimely death of toddler Alisady Powell. Devon Emmanuel Wright Jr. chose not to give evidence in the case, and the jury could return a verdict as early as tomorrow when deliberations continue. In other court news, Randy Howard McLean has pled not guilty to charges including common assault, threats to kill, and harassment, alarm, and distress. His partner, Marineth Watler, faces related charges of misuse of an ICT network and harassment, and she also denies the charges. Both remain on bail. The court said that a no-contact order could not be imposed because the complainant is McLean's brother and the pair are already engaged in civil disputes. A case management hearing is expected in the coming weeks when a trial date is expected to be fixed. Cayman's first cancer policy set out a coordinated approach to cancer care and prevention. The cabinet-approved policy applies across the public and private health care. It covers prevention, screening, early detection, diagnosis, and ongoing care. It calls for coordinated action between government, health care providers, community partners, and other stakeholders. Chief Officer Tamara Ebanks says the work continues beyond the policy's publication.
I thank everyone who contributed to the development of this important policy and look forward to continuing this work with our partners and the wider community.
The policy establishes a national cancer consultation group to advise on screening programs, quality standards, and clinical guidelines. It includes public and private health sector representatives, not-for-profit representatives, and people with lived experiences. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says it recognizes cancer's wide impact.
It is crucial to recognize that cancer affects individuals, families, and communities across our islands.
A national public education campaign is also planned to encourage informed participation in screening. The opposition's People Progressive Movement has welcomed the publication of the independent review into the Health Services Authority, saying it confirms significant concerns about governance, accountability, and organizational culture. The party supports government's commitment to implement all 47 recommendations and establish measures, including a governance implementation steering group, a public performance dashboard, and six-month progress reports. However, the PPM says a detailed implementation plan is needed, outlining responsibilities, deadlines, and performance measures for each recommendation. The opposition also supports a proposed chief operating officer position, but says the role must be clearly defined and filled through a transparent, merit-based process. In addition, the party is calling for accountability regarding past financial and governance concerns and welcomes plans for a separate clinical and operational review of the Health Services Authority. The Health Services Authority plans to introduce a new chief operating officer as a part of a medium-term governance reform program. Health Minister, the Honorable Catherine Ebanks-Wilkes, says the role is expected to strengthen executive accountability and operational oversight.
This role creates a clear executive lead focused on the day-to-day operations of the Health Services Authority, ensuring that strategic decisions made by the leadership are consistently translated into action.
The post would work alongside the HSA Chief Executive Officer.
It would be beneficial to have a Chief Operating Officer who can work alongside the Chief Executive Officer, allowing the Chief Executive Officer to focus more on strategy and then have someone else working on operations.
The ministry says the recommendation falls within the 6 to 24-month implementation period. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. It's been a quiet hurricane season so far, but local officials are now keeping an eye on a system that could possibly develop over the next week. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
The National Weather Service says the system is expected to move west to northwest over the next 7 days while still remaining over the Atlantic. Environmental conditions are expected to become more, quote, favorable for further development later this week, and a tropical depression could form. The system poses, quote, no threat to the Cayman Islands, and the National Weather Service says it will continue to track the system closely for any changes in forecast track. As the region moves into the more historically active stage of the hurricane season, members of the public are encouraged to remain alert and to monitor official updates from the National Weather Service, Hazard Management, and of course, keep it locked right here at Radio Cayman for the most recent updates. The National Weather Service says it will be providing regular updates through its daily forecasts when the system requires, quote, closer attention. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Kirstie Fuller.
Cayman's new trade framework is scheduled for completion within 12 months, the government says. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles has the details.
The Ministry of Tourism and Trade Development said GFA Consulting Group will develop the island's first comprehensive trade development framework. The Germany-headquartered company received the contract after an open procurement process. Prayville and Associates Consulting Group, based in St. Lucia, will lead the engagement. The consultants will review the trade landscape with the Advisory Trade Commission. That includes supply sources, reliable partners, import costs, and measures to reduce the cost of goods and key commodities. The contract was signed on the 17th of July and runs for 12 months. An interim report is expected within 6 months. A draft framework is due about 2 months later. The final version is to include an implementation roadmap, monitoring and evaluation plan, and recommendations on future partnerships and resource requirements. The ministry says the framework will provide a strategic approach to trade. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Finally, the National Trust for the Cayman Islands has broken ground on a new office and laboratory for the Blue Iguana Conservation Program. The 1,200-square-foot facility located at the Queen Elizabeth II Botanic Park will include a laboratory, incubators, educational space, and areas for research collections. Designed to resemble a traditional Caymanian home once owned by the Roland Bodden family, the building is intended to strengthen the program's conservation, research, and educational efforts. Governor, Her Excellency Ms. Jane Owen, officially launched the project during a groundbreaking ceremony attended by supporters, government representatives, and sponsors. The National Trust says the new facility will improve care for endangered blue iguanas while providing valuable learning opportunities for students and researchers. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.